Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. I am going to be talking about the suit of swords today. And again, for those of you who have not been following along, I'm taking you through a journey of the tarot. Obviously, I cannot give you a super in-depth interpretation of each card. That would be very overwhelming and insanely time-consuming for myself. And there are so many books and texts on the tarot, my God, that you can read to get a further in-depth understanding of each card. As you know, we're working through the Rider-Waite tarot. And we finished Major Arcana. We are on the second suit of the Minor Arcana. And this week, I thought I would go ahead and move forward with the swords. If you don't know how to read tarot, and you're just seeing this for the first time, if you've kind of gone through just, or if you have the swords in front of you, or if you've kind of gone through the deck itself and the suit of swords, you'll see that it's pretty bleak. It doesn't look positive at all. It's definitely a challenging suit. It's not friendly, and I definitely don't welcome when it comes, but there's a lot to be learned from it. So let's go ahead and make our way today through not only the 10 cards of the swords itself, but we'll go through the court cards as well. So with the swords deal with the mental levels of consciousness. It's all centered around the mind. It's all centered around the intellect. They have to do with communication, everything related to, again, your mind, speaking, communicating, action. There are a lot of, when you start looking through the cards, you see that there feels like there's a lot of issues of power, oppression. There's a lot of conflict, right? This suit also deals with, how can I say this? Anger. There's verbal abuse, mental abuse, a lack of compassion, and extreme hard judgment, especially when it comes to the court cards. The suit of the swords, it represents the astrological signs of air. So they're related to Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini. So if you see a person such as the knight, the queen, or the king, then you know that that person is either going to, they're going to be an air sign. So they're either going to be an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini. And just generally, the people who are, you know, the swords themselves, they're very intelligent people. They're incredibly logical and rational, and they're great communicators to a point. And most of them happen to be overly analytical. In the reverse position, it's pretty ruthless and brutal, and we'll get to that shortly. Okay. Oh, one thing I should also add here, which we'll touch upon later, is again, people who come up in the swords, obviously this is not for every single person who is an air sign, but when I've used this deck to read people and they come out as the queen or the knight or the king, these people tend to, you know, have careers that may involve a lot of public speaking or involve a lot of communications. They also can be in really high positions of power. They can be a judge. They definitely can be involved in the realm of politics and or attorney, etc. We'll touch more on that, but just so you know, again, their career life usually centers around speaking because, again, the suit is all about what? The mind and communication. Let's go ahead and kick this off by looking at the Ace of Swords. So in this card, if you have it in front of you, we see here that there is a hand emerging from the clouds, just like all of the other aces and all of the suits. There's a hand from above holding an upright double-edged sword. At the tip of the sword, there's a crown, there's a wreath. We also see in this card that there are mountains at the bottom of this card, which indicate the mountains that will need to be climbed as we move along throughout the suit. This card, to me, is all about gaining mental clarity about a situation. Something that you've been wondering about, trying to get clarity on, something that has been really confusing you and you just freaking don't get it, there's going to be a breakthrough. You're finally going to get the answers that you're seeking, and you're going to feel victorious in a way, at least mentally, because now you have the understanding that you have been trying to get all along. Additionally, as I've stated before, the Aces are all about new beginnings. And this card is about having new ideas, because again, we're in the realm of the mind. You may have an idea for a new project. Maybe you'll want to start a new company. Or given again that this is the realm of communication, you may want to write a book. Regardless, this is, again, overly simplified, but has really helped me, a thumbs up from the universe, right? Because that's literally what it looks like. The universe is saying, yep, this is a green light. Definitely go for it. This is also an opportunity to wield power, whatever the situation may be, whatever the company you might create, or maybe however successful the book might be. It's an opportunity for power in which you become victorious. And again, the swords, a lot of them symbolize having power in some degree, or at least leadership in some degree. And again, these may come along with whatever venture you're going off into, or with whatever opportunity that you're going to create based off of the idea that you have. Reversed, again, thumbs down here. It may mean that first and foremost, you still lack that mental clarity that you need to understand what's going on at the moment. You probably need to sit down and meditate or contemplate to see things a little bit more clearly here. Again, it's the thumbs down, which could indicate that an idea that you have is not necessarily going to pan out. And the universe is like, nope, go back to the drawing board. You need some more insight here. And again, maybe you need to meditate and ask spirit for more clarity here. These ambitions that you may have with this idea, they're not going to be fulfilled, okay? So again, go back to the drawing board and start again, because there's no victory here. Things can be still a little bit fuzzy in the mind. All right, let's move to the Two of Swords. So in this card, before I say anything, actually, let's go back. The twos, don't forget, the twos are all about balance or having to make a decision. Just keep that in your mind whenever you see the twos. So in this card, we see a woman who's blindfolded. She's sitting on a bench. She's holding two cross swords in her hands. Behind her is the ocean, and there's a couple of protruding rocks. So given that, and the water looks a little rough in this card as well. Now again, given that the twos are all about having to make a decision or having to balance, in this case, it's about having to make a decision between your head or your heart. And these are the tougher decisions in life. The question is, which one are you going to go with? Which is the best route to take here? There is a need to make a choice. It could definitely indicate that right now you are at a stalemate and you can't really deduce what to do at the moment. The blindfold here is really important because it indicates that you can't see your situation clearly and that you might be missing something that's going to help you make a good decision, or at least the best decision for you at the moment. In the reverse position, this card to me indicates that you finally have come to a decision. Now, this card doesn't tell you whether or not you made a right or wrong decision. Only you can, you know, go through that. Only you will decide what is wrong and right for you. Given that this is a Swords card, though, that's kind of a hint to you that maybe this time go with your head and not with your heart. Don't let your emotions guide you here. Of course, as always, look to the other cards to get more information about where this path will lead. So for example, let's say you ask your guide team, whoever you're asking when you're shuffling the cards, like, well, what would happen if I were to go in this direction? And then you pulled clarifying cards. Or you ask, well, what would happen if I were to go in the other direction? That will help to inform your decision. Like, where will the path lead? Okay. Let's go with the Three of Swords. Fun. I think for people, when they see this huge deck, they get super overwhelmed because, oh my God, it's so much. But honestly, if you just take a look at what is happening, it kind of gives you a clue there, like, this is not great. And you're spot on, so don't get overwhelmed. Obviously, there are layers of meanings to each card. You could go on forever. But right now, we're looking for basic meanings. In this card, we see a big red heart with three swords running right through it. There are storm clouds overhead, and it's not the happiest of cards. And the message here is not one of mystery. It's about rejection, betrayal, a broken heart, grief, heartbreak. You could be going through a breakup. You could be going through a divorce, some sort of betrayal. You could have just been rejected. You could have also recently had a pretty bad argument where there were nasty words or insults were exchanged. And since this is the Suit of Swords, and it's all about communication, then it could also indicate that maybe you were on the receiving end of some super bad criticism that was really painful. So either way, it's not good. In the reverse position, however, it could indicate that you're finally over the grief of the heartbreak, of the pain. It's not as impactful as it was initially. You're on your way to healing and forgiving what happened. You know, when I was kind of looking around to see what how other people interpret the reversed position, some people actually say in the reverse position, this could be about having negative self-talk, which I actually think is a good interpretation of this card because, again, this is all about communication. And this could be saying, hey, take a good look at how you talk to yourself. What words are you using to describe yourself? Okay, on to the Four of Swords. So in this card, we see a knight that's lying down on a tomb with his hands in a prayer position. Below him, there's one sword. And above him, we see three swords on the wall. This knight is resting, which is really the message of this card, the need for rest, sleep, relaxation, and most of all, recovery. This card is telling you, you need to take a break. You need some recovery right now. This should be a period of rest in your life, or you need to just make sure you are getting enough sleep. Given that the hands are in prayer position, you're also being guided here to pray about what's been on your mind. Maybe even meditate to clear clear your mind or to get some mental clarity. Given that we're just coming off of the Three of Swords, you may need some time to heal, some time to get away from people and just be in a mode of recovery to heal the heart from all the heartbreak that you've just experienced. You may also need to pray for guidance and pray for healing to get some help to heal your heart. Now, what's interesting in this card is that there are three swords above, symbolizing the Three of Swords that you've just gone through. However, you're not done because there's still one sword beneath you or next to you, which signifies an upcoming battle that you might have to fight. Before you do this, though, you still need some rest and recuperation. You need time to recover before your next battle. In the reverse position, in my interpretation, the battle, you know, has not been won. It's time for action now. You've rested enough. You've prayed for help and guidance. You've prayed for assistance. And you have really tried to recover from what you've been through, knowing again that you still must fight. It's time to prepare for what's next. So in this position, it's time to get up. Don't get stuck in that phase of recovery and action. Don't be away for too long. It's now time to act. The war is not necessarily over. Especially when you looked at this card reversed, what happens? The swords pierce this person, right, in their body. So there's still need for some sort of defense here. So the battle has not been won, but take heed. Things are going to work out. Okay. The Five of Swords, this is an interesting card, depending on how you interpret it here. In this card, We see three people with storm clouds overhead. The man in the forefront is holding three swords. He has this snarky grin on his face, and I always tell you, look at the person's facial expressions. It says a lot about them, their intentions, and their motivations, right? And he's looking, well, there are two people actually who are walking away after having what we think, after having like thrown down their swords or being defeated in some way. There's clearly some sort of battle or major competition. I don't know if it's related to your job, it could be related to something else, but there is a major battle and defeat here, or competition. And again, the meaning of the card depends on who you are in this card. If you're the man holding the swords, then you're someone who may have competed against others and won at all costs. And you'll lose people because you thought the battle was worth it. It's likely that this person sees the other ones as a threat. There's even bullying that comes up in this card. Again, look at this person's face. He may be prone to taking advantage of other people and enjoying it. If you're one of the people who've thrown down your swords and walked away, then you've learned to pick your battles and you're not going to waste your time. It's not necessarily a complete defeat, even though it can feel that way initially. You've learned that it's not worth it to compete at the expense of losing your friends or even losing yourself. So again, you may feel some sort of loss here. You may have been bullied. You may have been taken advantage of. So it's all a lesson for you. Not the best card either. In the reverse position, the battle is over. You're ready to move on with your life. You may still feel the residual effects of what has happened, and you may be carrying that with you. You may need to forgive the person or people, or forgive what you've done here, depending on who you are in the card. It all depends. You'll know more when you see the cards on the other sides of this card. It'll give you a clear indication if the person who's getting the reading is the one who was the snarky person in the front, or the person who kind of walked away. Okay, let's go to the Six of Swords. So in this card, we see a woman and a child sitting in a boat being rowed to new land. These six swords are in the boat with them. And we see also in the card that there is rougher water that's behind them and still water before them as they move onward to new land. This card can literally mean that you are actually about to move, literally, to a new area. And this always comes up this way for me, because whenever I move, I get the Six of Swords. Great. So I know I'm actually picking up and moving to a new location. However, in this case, even if you don't move, it could be a change in life where you are leaving a lot of pain and trouble behind, right? Those troubled waters, for a new start in a new place. You're leaving your burdens behind. And it can also mean that you're transitioning to a new place in your life, entering a new part of a life cycle, from hardship to stability to a new beginning. Now, while this is going to help you move forward in life, you're likely still carrying some of those burdens, at least in your mind, because those swords are in the boat. And those swords, you're taking those swords with you, right? So it's not as if you've left them completely behind, but it's bringing to your attention that you still have some of that baggage with you, at least upstairs in the mental realm. So in the reverse position, this card is saying, look, you really need to transition to a new phase in life and leave behind what's happened. Don't be so resistant for change. Don't be so afraid for something new. It can definitely be scary to leave the familiar, even when it's not good for you and even if it hurts you. So stop resisting. This card definitely can indicate that you're having trouble moving on from the past and you need to leave the baggage behind. Let's move on to the Seven of Swords. So in this card, we see a man who is carrying five swords and he's very sneaky. He's leaving what is supposed to be a military camp. There are, however, two other swords that are on the ground next to him still. Now take a look at his face. Again, this says a lot about his character, his intentions, his motivations, right? And what he's doing. He's really sneaky and he's secretive. This is the card that is almost universally known as the liar, the cheater, and the thief. Not the best to come up in relationships, right? This person cannot be trusted. They are trying to deceive you or take something from you. This is the most simplest meaning, but this comes up whenever at least I get this card and other people that I know as well. This can, you know, not just be about relationships. This can be someone at work who can't be trusted and has ulterior motives. Now, it could be anybody really around you in your circle, anybody in your life who is sneaky, who cannot be trusted at all, someone who is deceiving you, and someone who's stealing from you, someone who is a perpetual liar. Additionally, I wanted to add something else here. So if you take a look, this guy is trying to sneak away, right, with five swords. But again, what's up with the two swords that are at the bottom? This shows that this person is kind of sloppy. This is a weird meaning, but this is also a second meaning that I have for this card. So this is somebody who does their work very sloppily. This can indicate that maybe you are paying for some work to be done, and this person is going to half-ass it. They're not trustworthy. Again, they're only going to do half the job. They're not going to give you full quality work, right? So this is, again, someone who's doesn't have good intentions here. There's deception to some degree. So I don't know if you're going to get, I'm just thinking off the cuff here, you're going to, you know, you're looking up a plumber to, you know, to come to your house to fix the pipes or whatever, and you're trying to figure it out between like three different plumbers. Maybe you pull a card and with one of the companies you get the Seven of Swords. Don't go with them, please. Okay. Reversed position here. This is a strange, I'll tell you why I have the meaning later. It's, I don't know why I actually have it, but I'll tell you what the second meaning I have of this card in reverse in a second. So, first and foremost, we know this card is all about deception, right? So in the upright position, this is about, you know, you being deceived from external forces, from other people. But reversed, it's really about you deceiving yourself about something or even sabotaging yourself here. Maybe you're doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing. Maybe you are trying to be someone that you're not, or you're trying to convince yourself or try to make yourself believe that you're something that you're not. Or maybe you're even trying to believe that you're not capable of doing something or you're not good enough. Either way, it's deception to some degree here. Self-deception. Additionally, upright, this person looks like they're getting away with it, right? This person, this liar, this thief, this cheater, they look like they're gonna get away with at least five swords. Reversed, this person's gonna get caught. They're gonna get caught for what they did, they're gonna get caught for what they stole, and they could be publicly outed here. It's not the best. So I don't know why 6-7 years ago I have had this meaning attached to this card in reverse, and I just keep it. But for some reason, the other meaning that I have is that you're breaking free of mental challenges. I have not one idea why I have that meaning. It could be overcoming these darker, more negative beliefs where you think that you're unable to accomplish something, but for some reason, that is my main meaning for the reversed position. If it resonates, great. If it doesn't, throw it away. Okay. The Eight of Swords. Ugh. You know, out of this suit, my least favorite card is actually the Eight of Swords here. It's a very frustrating card. In this card, we see a woman whose arms are bound and she's wearing a blindfold. She is left outside alone with some puddles of water below her feet. There are eight swords behind her, or maybe one on the side of her too. This card is very bleak, and so is its meaning. Ask yourself this question. When you're looking at this card, can the woman just walk away from where she is? Can she just release herself? Can she untie herself and free herself? I ask you this because I have read in many books since I've been reading tarot that, oh, this woman can just easily, you know, free herself and move on. And I've taken that, you know, I've accepted that. But when I have really gone back to look at this card, I'm like, can she free herself? Can she? How? She cannot see, and her hands are bound. It's challenging here. I mean, these are really good questions to ask because the traditional meaning of this card is that you're trapped, yes, but you're only trapped in your mind. Because remember, these are the swords. It seems as if there's no way out of this situation at hand. But there is if you shift your perspective, which can be scary for, you know, for this card because it really looks like this woman is trapped. Is this really a mind over matter? I don't know. However, the traditional meaning is that you're really being asked to change how you see things and take a leap of faith here, which is, again, in this case, worrisome because the woman, she can walk away. There's no doubt. She can walk away because nothing is keeping her there. But what lies before her? She can't see, and she's still bound. However, she really shouldn't stay there, so she kind of needs to take the risk and leave and trust. It's scary because you're asked to do this. That's what this card is telling you. It almost looks like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So you might as well just do it. And I've read from many interpretations, oh, well, this woman can just back up into the swords and somehow get her hands on the swords and cut herself free. Does she even know the swords are there? That's always my question. It's a difficult card because this is all about mental self-imprisonment, that you feel trapped, you feel prisoned, but it's all a state of mind. Is it? I would love to know what you think. I've always grappled with this. Okay. This card can also indicate that at the moment you feel like you're a victim, which is what she looks like. And right now you're asked to relinquish your victim mentality. It's definitely, this card is all about, oh, you're doing it to yourself. You're not really trapped. You just think you are. That is the meaning of this card. In the reverse position, you have finally freed yourself. You took the risk. I'm not sure how you did it, given that you can't see and given that your hands are tied very tight behind your back. However, somehow you have shifted your perception from being negative here to being super positive, and you're no longer succumbing to that victim mentality. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Things are going to be better. You're no longer a victim and you're no longer trapped. Okay? And the cards just keep getting better. Let's take a look at the Nine of Swords. Again, one of my least favorite cards here. This is the Anxiety and Nightmare card. So again, if you feel overwhelmed by trying to read tarot, just look at the cards. I think you can grasp. It's a negative meaning, okay? So don't feel that overwhelmed. In this card, you see a woman in her bed that's crying with her head in her hands. There are nine swords above her head. Again, anxiety. Woken up from bad nightmares. However, similar to the eight, these are all in your head because these are the suit of swords, which is all about being in the mind. This is not a positive card, but the good news is that it's all in your mind. So maybe again, if you shift your mindset, then you can have a better experience. There's a lot of worry associated with this card, and it can also indicate going through states of depression. You can literally be experiencing a dark night of the soul here. And most likely you're having sleepless nights because of your fears, your anxieties, you have intense worries here. It's hard. The interesting little tidbit to add to this card, if you take a look at the quilt or the blanket that she has, there are a lot of astrological signs on here or symbols. And this can indicate that what you've been going through or the experience that you had or whatever has led you to this point, this experience, it's actually supposed to happen. It's fated. It's out of your control. Given that this quilt or blanket has a lot of these astrological signs, meaning it was dictated from above. This was a lesson here for you, a very profoundly hard one that you're suffering through at the moment. Okay, reversed. You are finally releasing your worries. You're not as anxious as you were before. You're not really having as many nightmares. You're feeling a lot better, and you're just not as worried as you used to be. Something happened to help you kind of shift that mindset, which is great. You're kind of overcoming this dark night of the soul. So it's great to get this card in reverse. Let's move on to the tens. Again, kind of bleak. In this card, there's a person who's on the ground with 10 swords in their back. In the background, the sky is black. The sky is black, but there's sunlight below. In this card, just like many of the swords, again, looks pretty bleak. This card literally can indicate that you've been stabbed in the back. Someone has betrayed you, or someone's have betrayed you in some way. It could happen, you know, with somebody that you work with, friends, family, relationships. It's hard because it could have been unexpected. And this is really a card about being defeated and being hurt and being betrayed in some way. You're literally taken down. This card can sometimes be called the Darkest Before the Dawn card. You can only go up from here, but I say the Darkest Before the Dawn because as you can see in the card, the sky is black, but then here the dawn is coming. So that means you will rise another day. Okay. In the reverse position, the good news is that when the person is turned upside down, we see all the swords falling out of this person's back. This person still has the wounds from the betrayal or the bad experience. So they're still feeling it, right? But they're finally on the road to recovery. The dawn is now coming, and they will have a comeback, and they're gonna prevail. So things will be on the up and up soon if they just persevere. So when I was doing my research on this card, there's always little signs that I see that I didn't see before. This happens all the time. I could have the same card for years, and then all of a sudden I'll see something new. And that's what happened in this card. So when you look at this person, what is the hand gesture that you see them doing while they're on the ground? It's always interesting to see these symbols or these hand gestures or something being carried through, not just the major arcana, but also carried through the minor. And we see this because we now see that their hand gesture is the same sign of benediction as the Hierophant, which was from card 5 in the major arcana. And the Hierophant, again, was the Pope. He's someone who is of profound spiritual importance, the profound spiritual teacher, God spokesperson here on earth. Therefore, this person who's on the ground with all these swords in their back can hold some sort of major spiritual importance, societal importance most likely, right? And they've hit rock bottom, and the higher you rise, the higher you fall. Okay. Page of Swords. Let's move on to the Court cards. Forgive me, my throat is giving out already. In this card, I have only had it in my mind and always only had it in my mind that the pages are males. Always, no matter what. But I've been told otherwise. So today, the page in this card is a young woman holding a sword. And there are these fluffy clouds in the sky, and there's water below. We see that she is standing on fertile ground. And if we remember, the pages are all messengers, and this one brings the message of like a new idea here. Perhaps there's inspiration for a new project, kind of similar to the Ace of Swords in a way. So again, always these are beginnings. The idea has not yet been brought to fruition. It's just the idea of something new here. You may even have the idea for a new book or something related to communication of sorts, because these are the swords which deal with the mental realm and communication. This card can be indicative also of someone who is really chatty, talks a little bit too much, but they're really good at communicating their ideas. This could be someone who is super ambitious, they're really bright, they're super intelligent. Perhaps argumentative here, and most likely this is indicative of somebody who could be a little bit judgmental. In the reverse position, given that the swords and the Page of Swords is all about communication, right? Someone who is comfortable communicating their ideas and speaking publicly. In the reverse position, you need to start getting comfortable speaking your truth. You may have some problems speaking your mind or even communicating your ideas. So this is a call to bring more attention to that. This card could also be that right now, you don't just have one new idea floating around in your head. You may have like a million, and it's time to sit down and kind of sort it out to see what it is that you really want to move forward with here. Lastly, in the reverse position, this card really, and I've seen this everywhere, can indicate that either you're going to be the subject of a lot of gossip or you need to slow your roll when it comes to gossiping about people. Be mindful of what you're saying. Okay, let's move on to the Knights. So in this card, we see a young man, again, someone who's a Gemini, Libra, or did I say Aquarius earlier? So in this card, we see a knight on a horse who is actively moving in one direction, quite fast. It looks like the knight is charging. He has a sword in the air, and his horse looks really terrified. That's very telling of what's happening here. We even see these storm clouds that are in the sky. Take a look at the knight's face. He looks really determined, impatient, impetuous, maybe. This card usually symbolizes a young male, again, no older than his like early 30s, someone who is impatient, very impulsive. That is always my card for, or my word for this card. They act first and they think later. They go for it, but they don't think about the consequences. So again, this is someone who is super ambitious, but they need to be more methodical here. They need to slow down and not be so impulsive, almost be, if you remember the Knight of Pentacles, this is the opposite of that, essentially here. But this person, it would be good for them to learn about the Knights of Pentacles because they could teach them a lot here. Okay, this person is highly motivated. They're very intelligent. They're super intellectual, very analytical. They almost have that warrior-like energy, and you can kind of see that with this knight charging the horse, and he looks hella scared. This guy is going to fight for what he wants. He's very headstrong and he likes to dominate. The interesting thing here is that he's also the kind of guy that rushes into like a relationship. He wears his heart on his sleeves and he goes for what he wants, but again, thinks about the consequences later. In the reverse position, this person, again, has a lot of energy, but they could have a lot of scattered energy and they lack direction here. They may have too many ideas and they might want to do everything and they try to do everything at once, but it's just not going to work out. And we know this person is super intelligent. They're very motivated. They're very ambitious and very impulsive, but that could be getting them into trouble here and they could be going through a down cycle. For me, when the knights, queens, or kings are reversed, that always means to me something's going on with them and they're going through what I call a down cycle. Something bad is going on. And it's not necessarily helpful when their negative attributes are amplified, which is usually what happens when these cards are in reversed. Okay. The Queen of Swords. So in this card, we see an older woman, likely, her later mid-30s and up. She's sitting on a throne holding a sword. There are a lot of billowing gray clouds behind her. She wears a crown of butterflies on her head, and there's even a butterfly on her throne. The Queen of Swords and the Swords, again, they're really good communicators. They definitely use their head over their heart. They tell it like it is, and they're very direct people. They are intellects. This is a woman who doesn't hide her feelings, and she says what's on her mind without a filter. It's someone who very much so has very strong beliefs. Again, someone who is highly intelligent, incredibly intellectual, very logical, analytical. In the reversed position, this person comes off as super cold, very mean, incredibly bitchy, someone whose words cut deep. They are very cruel. They are super judgmental, no filter, and unapologetic for it. They have a tendency to weaponize their words against you. This is really the darker aspect of the queen. And if you know any air signs who are like this, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I know several of them. There's a need to soften their heart here and even balance their head with their heart. So there's a need for more compassion, and more compassion when they speak. Okay. King of Swords. In this card, we see an older man who, again, you know, is probably like 35 years and up in age. He's sitting on a throne holding a sword. There are these fluffy gray clouds behind him. And again, there are butterflies and angels on the throne. And there's kind of this very stern look on his face. This is someone who is very logical, very intellectual, someone who could be a judge, maybe attorney, given that they're a good orator, probably could even be a professor of sorts here. Someone who is definitely in politics, who's a good speaker, has political ambitions. Again, this is someone very similar to the queen who thinks from the head and not from the heart. They have a very high IQ, super analytical and very argumentative, just like the queen. If you look at his face again, someone who is just very, very stern. In the reverse position, we see someone who is very manipulative with their words. And again, this is a very smart, intellectual person who can corrupt. Someone who lacks compassion. Someone who is very controlling, ruthless, maybe even a dictator. Someone who is a good orator, but again, for manipulative purposes here. Someone who uses big words to try to confuse, to manipulate. Be very wary of the king in a reversed position. Okay, you guys, I think that covered the swords. I'm already like, really? I finished? I can't believe it. We have two more suits to deal with. I really hope that this has been helpful for you guys. Again, if you're trying to really decipher more about the court cards, there are some really great sources that give you a more richer and in-depth understanding of the court cards. Obviously, do not take the astrological signs as being as these being the only attributes of that. We are all varied people. We have varied interests and we have our own particular upbringings. However, some of the attributes, such as I think being, you know, communicators or feeling comfortable speaking, I think go well with air signs in general and with the swords. The swords tend to be a very difficult suit to deal with. They're very painful. They bring up a lot of internal issues. And like I said, the Eight of Swords has always been a thorn in my side. The Seven of Swords is a terrible card to get when you're in a relationship, depending on what's happening in that relationship. And the Nine of Swords is also really rough, especially if you are in periods of depression and anxiety. It's very telling of what's going on in the mind and in the heart. You guys, I hope this has given you some clarity. I'm just checking my notes again to see if I missed anything or if I feel like anything else would be of use to you. Just remember that the Swords is all about speaking, communication, being very, on the flip side, being a little domineering, being a little bit confrontational, rigid, being maybe even ruthless. But these people are very analytical and they're highly intelligent. They're in their head most of the time as opposed to showing their feelings for the most part. Thank you so much for listening today. We have the cups to go and we have the wands left. And then we have completely finished the tarot. You guys, please, please take care. Be safe, stay healthy, and have a great week ahead. Bye-bye.